Preparation. "That's a laser shining down there?" Jordan asked, unbelieving. "A single wavelength," Wanamaker said, sounding just as stunned as Jordan felt. "Not a single wavelength," Brandon corrected. "A damned narrow set of wavelengths," Wanamaker admitted. "But they're bunched together. That's the signature of a laser beam, nothing else." Jordan couldn't take his eyes off the display screen. The sharp peak twinkled, glittered against the background. "Lasers occur in nature, don't they?" he asked.
"In interstellar nebulae," said Elise, "not in the middle of a forest."
Hazard said, "I remember seeing a paper about a natural laser in the planetary atmosphere."
"Speculation," Wanamaker said. "Never been proven, or observed for that matter."
"It's artificial," Brandon said tightly, no doubt in him.
"Man-made."
"Not man-made," Meek corrected.
"Better get Thornberry back here," said Jordan.
Once Thornberry entered the command center, he gaped at the display and immediately started asking Wanamaker how much the minisat could tell them about the terrain in the vicinity of the light.
"The area will be in daylight in another 6 hours," Wanamaker responded. "We'll be able to see it a lot better then."
"I'm going to dinner," Meek said. "I never got to finish my tea, you know. I'll be back in 2 hours."
Jordan watched him go, bemused slightly by Meek's cool insistence on feeding.
The rest of them stayed in the command center, swapping theories and speculations until the region where the laser was slid into the daylight side of the planet. Meek rejoined them, but kept silently aloof from the guessing games. The area turned out to be a high plateau, heavily wooded. None of the surveillance satellite sensors could make out a building or roads or any signs of civilization or even a rough camp.
"Nothing but that damned spot of light," Brandon.